Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and good day to you. This is Molly McCord, and in this podcast, we're talking about the weekly intuitive astrology of August 28th to September 4th. We cross over from the 8th to the 9th month of 2019, and we have a strong emphasis right now on Virgo energies. So we're going to talk about what that means collectively, as well as what to be aware of in your own life and in your own chart, as the planets in Virgo are requiring us to tend to the business of life, how we are approaching life, how we're handling our daily life, the routines, the habits, the daily workload, what needs to be switched around, what needs to change, and what needs to be improved. These are just some of the main themes that Virgo energy brings our attention to. And it's always good to know where this is happening in your astrology chart and how it's working with your natal astrological energies, because it's going to show you perhaps more about your own choices, your own possibilities, and also raise your consciousness around how you approach life. So thank you for joining me. If you are new to this podcast, welcome. I hope that you find something useful in this show, in every show. That is always my intention. I also hope that perhaps as you listen, something shifts for you, whether that is a new insight, clarity, healing, whatever it might be. I do hope that you feel that energy come through that supports exactly what you need right now. If you've been listening to the show for a while, welcome back. Thank you for joining me. I did mention in the previous week that this is a pre-recorded episode, and I want to be honest about that because if something big is happening in the world and I'm not talking about it, it's because I had to record this episode in advance since I am traveling during the normal live broadcast. Also, you'll find out more about me below this podcast, more of what I teach in terms of astrology classes, some of my books, more spiritual teachings, consciousness topics. You know, I've been doing this for, well, many years now, but the latest information is on my three websites. So you'll find more about that below. Now let's dive in to what we can consciously work with as we move from August into September, and we have a little gang of planets in Virgo, okay? A Virgo gang is here with the Sun, Mercury, Venus, and Mars all traveling together in the early degrees of Virgo. Now, Mercury leaves Leo August 29th and enters Virgo. So Mercury moves into an area of his home turf, his home energy. Mercury in Virgo is really good at problem solving, analyzing, looking at the numbers, the data, the digits, the specifics. How does this come together? What can be improved? Very good at looking at the things that maybe somebody else overlooked, but the Mercury in Virgo hones in on specifics and is looking to make improvements, to make something work more efficiently, to be better organized. Mercury in Virgo is concerned with the reality of our minds and how something shows up in our world. All the Virgo energy brings us to the how of life. Virgo is an earth sign, it's a mutable sign, it's a feminine sign. Virgo is about how am I living my life on a daily basis, and how can I improve it? How can I make better choices? How? I often think of this as a Virgo word because it's very solution-oriented. So with Mercury in Virgo now, we look for new ways to conceptualize what we have been moving through mentally. And there could be something here where you have to make some choices or decisions about the reality of life, the reality of what's in front of you, the reality of limitations, the reality of what you can do in a day, of what you can truly handle. Mercury is associated with projects. So, for example, if you've ever had to do a new project, you might think it's going to take 3 hours of your time, and then, of course, it ends up taking 3 days. Well, Mercury in Virgo is really concerned about how to efficiently plan for what needs to be taken care of, what needs to get done. So we come back to looking at our lives in a new way and needing to be very realistic with ourselves. And this could be where you have to make those choices around what is working and what is not. The strong Virgo energy shows us what is not working. Just ask a Virgo. A Virgo will tell you, this is not working, let's do it better. We can find a new way to do this. We can do this in a fresh approach. You know, it's very much about that desire to make an improvement. So keep in mind that this strong Virgo energy, Sun, Mercury, Venus, and Mars, is very productive. And Virgo is the energy of seeing the trees instead of the forest. You've probably heard that saying, where when you're too focused on something, you're only looking at the trees and you're missing the forest. You only see the forest for the trees. This is saying we're supposed to look at a tree right now. We're supposed to look at one thing, narrow in on it, hone in on it, and look at what needs to be shifted, changed, improved, if anything. Because Virgo wants to go into the particulars and the details. At the same time, this is where it can be very nitpicky or fussy, critical, and unaware of the, we'll call it constructive criticism, and how it's being received. Because Virgo is all about getting the job done. Let's just get the job done. Let's take care of this. Let's get it to the finish line. We're making these improvements. Virgo isn't always in tune with the feeling, empathy, or those other emotional components of work. And so when you have the heavy focus on Virgo energy that's looking at a deadline or trying to get something, you know, out the door, it's any means necessary. And just do this, just do this, just do this. Like a Virgo will say, can you just do this and not focus on how it makes you feel, for example. So the focus here is on being productive, but we got to be aware of the other human elements in relationships, right? And how even quote-unquote constructive criticism can be too harsh. So keep an eye on that with all the strong Virgo energy, either giving that energy or receiving it. It can be very unconscious, okay? And we are meant to refine right now. We're meant to be making changes, okay? So be open to those changes, and they could come through any means, any way, any communication style. But there's a lot of dynamic change happening. And this is especially true as each of the planets in Virgo receives a blast of cosmic energy from Uranus in Taurus at 6 degrees. Now, Uranus is cosmic intelligence, universal wisdom, the higher energies, the higher perspective. Uranus elevates us up out of the human experience to open up to bigger energy fields, a bigger understanding. And when this Uranus in Taurus, in an Earth sign, makes trines to all 5 planets in Virgo, and I'm including the moon in Virgo, since the moon will be in Virgo for the new moon on August 30th. So we have these 5 planets in Virgo, each receiving a blast of cosmic boost from Uranus and Taurus at 6 degrees, shifting, changing, elevation, energy, forward movement. It's very dynamic. And because it's in the Earth signs, it's something physical. It's something tangible in your life that's ready to change. So the question is, what are you ready to change in your life? Because the end of August, beginning of September it's go time. There is stuff here to support this movement. And that's times five. That's times five. The moon, sun, Mercury, Venus, and Mars. Now, this is happening in your chart where the Virgo energy is transiting. And because it's really strong during the Virgo new moon, which is at 7 degrees of Virgo on August 30th, I'm feeling this as a cosmic push towards your sense of soul work, soul mission, the Virgo energy of being of service, being of support, and healing. So look in your life at what you're ready to offer. I'm seeing it could be first to yourself or to others. Of course, you must trust what feels right for you and what lines up with your journey. But there's a push here of you're ready and it's time and you could feel it line up. You know, all those duckies are going to get in a row here. And that's when the connections are made. I'm just seeing these connections being made that takes you into the next steps. So this Virgo new moon at 7 degrees is an initiation, as every new moon is. The new moon, however, is when the sky is the darkest. We don't see the moon. It is a time of internal energies, of contemplation, and getting very clear about your intentions and what you are ready to develop and harvest over the next 2 weeks until the Pisces full moon in September. And there's so much earth energy in this time that this is really about, I mean, I'm just feeling this divine timing energy, this sense of, okay, things are coming around and coming together. And the Pisces full moon, which is known as the harvest moon, because it's the time of the year in the agricultural cycle when you can harvest at night because the full moon is so bright that it's the harvest moon. You're ready to pick your crops and take things off the vine. They're ready to go, and there's support for the next cycle. So there's something here about really bringing together exactly what you need, and it's showing up to take those next steps. So we have a lot going on here that we're meant to be grounding, centering, and breathing through as the new moon brings in that fresh intention, understanding. And in Virgo, it's meant to be realistic and practical. So it's literally saying, what can you realistically accomplish in the next 2 weeks with whatever's in front of you, or even looking at something related to the Virgo energy of the body, healing, daily habits, nutritional needs, your exercise. It's like, okay, in the next 2 weeks, I'm going to run 3 days a week, and I can do that for the next 2 weeks and check in with myself and see how that's going. Virgo is about set a small goal and focus on the small changes you can make, and that will lead you to the bigger changes over time. So there's something very deliberate right now, very deliberate. You're being called to be very deliberate, very intentional, and very clear with yourself about what you can realistically handle. Now, as each of these planets in Virgo moves away from the new moon and moves into the second decan of Virgo, which is between 10 and 19 degrees, that's when there's more action coming in here. And we see it first with Venus in Virgo. So on September 2nd, Venus in Virgo trines Saturn in Capricorn. This is stabilizing. This is good for money. This is reliability. This is something being sure and set. There's a sense of what you can build upon. It can be very good for money, relationships, commitments. It can be good for making a financial commitment, for example, making a commitment to your body. Again, going back to the exercise, if you're ready to start a new type of yoga, Venus in Virgo trining Saturn in Capricorn is about a commitment to yourself because it's what feels right for you and it's something that you want to obtain or accomplish. Then the next day, Venus in Virgo squares Jupiter in Sagittarius at 15 degrees on September 3rd. And this is a sense of, oh, wait, what did I commit to? No, wait, I want to do this. No, wait, I want to do this. There can be a little bit more that comes in. The square, whenever Venus squares a planet, it's actually a softer square. It's a square of desire because Venus is what we want. So you commit to a new yoga practice on September 2nd, and then September 3rd, you discover something else that you want to do, that you desire, that you would love to try, but you realize you can't make that commitment right now because you've already committed to something else. So Venus squaring Jupiter provides another choice, and it could feel like an overwhelm or a sense of, I really want that, but I don't think I have time for it right now. And then the next day, September 4th, Venus opposes Neptune in Pisces at 17 degrees. And the opposition between any planet with Neptune in Pisces, that opposition is some kind of surrender, giving up, releasing, moving away from what your humanness of Virgo is trying to make happen. And Neptune says, just coast, just float, take a break, take a break. So if you start this new yoga routine on Monday, Tuesday is when you could realize, oh, what did I agree to? I should have done this, I should have done that. And then on Wednesday, you could feel like a sense of, maybe I just need to take a break. Maybe this is too much. Maybe I don't want to go to yoga today. So there's big shifts here as each planet meets up with a trine to Saturn, a square to Jupiter, an opposition to Neptune. This is a confusing energy, honestly, because every outer planet is saying something different to that Virgo energy. And what that means, if I were to summarize it, is to actually stay in your long-term commitments. Because after that opposition to Neptune, then there's another trine to Pluto in Capricorn at 20 degrees. And that's where something feels powerful. Pluto in Capricorn is reminding you of your self-mastery, your responsibility to yourself, your responsibility to your life. It's your life. How are you taking control of it? How are you living this one beautiful, precious life? And I know there's that wonderful quote by Mary Oliver, what are you going to do with your one wild and precious life? It's this reminder that you are in control of your energy. So the Virgo planets are going to go through this big energy period with the outer planets, but the last connection point is with Pluto in Capricorn at 20 degrees that says, come back to what you can commit to because you know it's right for you and it's right for where you're going, what you want to build, develop, and grow for the long term. So Venus in Virgo, she says, well, yeah, I gave up on that one yoga class. I missed that one yoga class because I've had too much going on. Then by the end of the week, she comes back to yoga because she's like, of course I want to do this. Of course this is who I am and what I need right now. I love how it makes me feel. I love what it does for my body. I love what it does for my mind. I want this. So the planets, they start with that trine to Saturn and Capricorn, and then they get off track or confused by Jupiter and Neptune, who just want, you know, to take a break and play. And then they come back to trining Capricorn energy, and that's the true yes. Okay? So there's a lot going on here. And, of course, Venus is just the first planet to go through this, not including the moon. But throughout September, then we will also have Mercury, the Sun, and Mars meeting up with Saturn, Jupiter, Neptune, and Capricorn, okay? So, again, our Virgo planets are going through some big energies, but they're getting clear. They're getting clear on their commitments. And this is why I feel it relates to your soul mission work and what you truly believe you are here to do to support the planet, to support humanity, to support yourself, to be of service to your community or to other people, to be of service to your family, to your friends, however this shows up for you. And if you don't know, you might just get some wonderful insights during Virgo season. If you want to stay open to that, it's always a choice. But that's what I'm feeling, is that we're coming into alignment with more of our skills. So Virgo is about the skills that we develop and the skills that we naturally enjoy. And do you remember back in school when you were younger that there were aptitude tests? And these could have been for any type of subject or all of your school topics. It could also be related to career and profession and what I want to be when I grow up. And a lot of these aptitude tests are about, you know, looking at what your skill set is. This is Virgo. And how you think and how you work in the world and how you're naturally inclined to do something, you know, where you're strong, where you are satisfied, where you want to put your energy. There's all kinds of tests out there for these types of things. And I know they've really changed through the years because there's just so many different ways that this area has been explored. I remember when I was younger, I took an aptitude test at the Johnson O'Connor Research Foundation. And this was like right before I got out of high school, I think. But it was this huge, like, I think I was there for 8 hours to figure out what I was good at. And, you know, spoiler alert, they didn't have astrology on the aptitude test. And I have to say that because so many of us are literally not in the testing bracket, right? You're like, there's things you like, there's things you enjoy, there's things you would be okay doing, and you've probably done it. And you learned this about yourself, and you went to school, you got the degree, you got the education, and then you got the job. And then you realize, this isn't even what I want to do. The Virgo energy reminds us of, you know, how you spend your days is how you spend your life. So how are you spending your day? And these aptitude tests, I think they're really great tools, especially for learning about yourself. But you know what else is a really great tool? Your astrology chart, which is an amazing tool for understanding who you are, what your gifts are, what you're good at, what you want to do. And at this time on the planet, it is possible to make almost anything a career when you are able to do it online, or you're able to connect with people who are interested in your specialty or in your expertise. It's more possible than ever to make a life for yourself based on who you truly are. But going back to these aptitude tests, you know, they test certain things and they show you more about yourself, which is great. I mean, I learned a ton of information about myself that I knew or that I didn't know. And, for example, I always wanted to be an architect. It's always been a passion of mine. I love the design of it. I love the building of it. I love all of it. But it turns out I'm not good at it. No, I'm really not. Like, you would only want to go into a building I would build if it's like a pillow fort. I will build you a kick-ass pillow fort, but I have no aptitude for everything that architects do. You know, the specifics, the specialty, the materials, the physics, the all of it, right? No. Molly, no. And no. But I love architecture. So that's where you find out, okay, you can love something, but you know it's not for you as a career, as a profession. A lot of what we learn through school is certain skills and areas that are rewarded and developed through, I'm going to call it like a conventional path, right? In fact, Virgo is the architect. Virgo is a doctor. Virgo is a nurse. Virgo is a surgeon. Virgo is an athlete. Virgo is a structural engineer. Virgo is any skills that are about very specific, detail-oriented, clear things. And I remember just recently hearing a very interesting job description about the cruise ship industry. Now, when they're designing and building cruise ships, there's many considerations, but one of the paramount considerations is weight, because you don't want that puppy to sink. So they build the cruise ships very aware of all the materials that they're bringing onto the ship and where they are in each of the cabins. You know, they can only have so many luxury cabins. The luxury cabins have like the marble and the better materials. Well, there can only be so many of those because they have to take into consideration the weight on the other side of the boat. So, you know, things I never thought about until it was talked about makes complete sense that they have, it's a different way to build something than, for example, a hotel, where you don't have the same considerations of a hotel sinking. So on the cruise ship, they have people who literally keep track of every single coffee mug, teaspoon, napkin, pillowcase, everything that goes onto the cruise ship, so that they're always aware of the weight of the vessel, and every little thing on that boat. Fascinating. It was fascinating to me. Virgo, very much about we need to keep track of this stuff. We need to be aware of everything and the details of it, okay? So this is kind of to paint a picture for you of what we're being encouraged to look at in our lives by the universe. The details of our lives, the specifics of our lives, again, how you spend your days is how you spend your years, which is how you spend your life. So we're honing in on, well, what do I do in a day, and is this really what I want to do? Is this satisfying? Is this me? Is this my gifts, etc.? And there's this push right now from the cosmos to think about it more, or look at what you do enjoy or you want to be doing and open up to exploring that a bit more. This can be done in so many ways. And there's a sense that you're getting in alignment for more, like I'm seeing as like more of what your soul is downloading, that it's interesting, that's outside of what the Virgo energy could see. So there's a conundrum here. I'm feeling like this is actually part of the bigger energies of this time, where you're receiving those hints, those whispers, those inspirations, that excitement for something else that maybe you just had no idea you could do professionally or that you could enjoy. There's this new wave of energy coming in. And it's showing you more of who you are outside of the framework of how you thought you had to live your life or how you thought you had to show up in a career. Again, it's part of this change energy coming in. And granted, it's certainly connected to the strong Capricorn energy at this time with the South Node, Saturn, and Pluto all retrograde in Capricorn. Review your Capricornian energies of career, profession, status, job title, how you show up in the world, and what you're known for. There's been a completion energy around this, and many people are looking at what they can do next. And this can certainly be, I feel it's across many generations. I mean, even baby boomers, if this is you, it could even be that sense of, I'm not done yet. I'm just entering this next exciting chapter of my life, and I did this for 20 years, I did that for 30 years, and there's so much more I want to do, I'm ready to do. So you're literally getting this new lease on life. The Gen X, we are at a place of we're called the sandwich generation because we have the older parents and the children and student loans and trying to take care of maybe debt. You know, there's a lot that's going on right now in general for Gen X about career, finances, family. And so it can be scarier to make a job change, profession change. But I feel like there's support for something to explore and look at and look into. This is very different for everybody, by the way. I'm just being very general here. And then in terms of millennials, it's this understanding of what do I want to own? What is valuable to me, not only right now, but for the long term? Maybe you've had a lot of travel, a lot of experiences. There's things that you've done in the world, and now there's something that you want to solidify, whether that is, you know, a side hustle that you want it to be stronger or something that you're ready to commit to in a whole new way because you understand more about how you want to live your life or what matters in the long term. So there's kind of this sense of many generations shifting. I know there's the generation older than the baby boomers and younger than the millennials, but I'm just kind of sticking with these three right now to, because it's like the puzzle is shifting. And there's even, it's important to trust the shifts. Because when you shift away from something, you energetically open it up for the next person to step into. And you can see this regularly through job changes, right? If you get a promotion, then your job is opened up, and that allows the new person to hire in and take that role. Well, this is an energetic thing. This is an understanding that there is more than enough for everyone to follow their passion and to do what they love on a daily basis. But it starts with knowing yourself. And that's part of how the script is being flipped, so to speak, is that for so many years you can think you have to fit yourself into a role, a job, an occupation, a company, etc. But people who are awake and conscious are understanding that, especially in this age of Aquarius, which is about individuation, you need to know who you are as an individual, and then that's how you basically slide in to your place in the cosmic puzzle, and you have this life you love. You manifest the ways you want to live your life and share your gifts, and basically you step into who you truly are, and that's when everything really connects. And I say that from experience. I feel like there's so many people who are either doing that now, who are super close, like super close to this next phase of what's possible. And this Virgo energy is keeping us focused on the work that needs to get done, what we need to do, the step-by-step process. The Virgo energy is also an apprenticeship. Again, it's learning about your skills. It's understanding what you're good at and what you're not good at. And then you don't waste time and energy going to architecture school when you really don't care very much about physics, right? It's like you understand, no, this is what I enjoy, but this is what I'm good at. And the Virgo energy puts together a plan. It just feels like a really encouraging time if you choose to make it so, and if you want the progress, the forward motion, and the next steps, because you have to want it, and that's how it energetically gets moving, and that's how it shows up. You know, it's not often that we get to talk about all the positive developments that are underway, but Virgo season right now is really important for being in alignment with who you really are on a daily basis. And everyone has those different qualities and skills. And we explore what those are with Virgo, or we already know what they are, and we then have the next steps to put it into practice and to use it, to apply it, to bring it to others, to be of service, to be of help. So stay aware of this for yourself, because I really think there's just strong manifestation energy, strong connections, strong developments. For those who have also been putting in the work and putting in the time to create exactly the daily life they want. So I feel that this is complete. I'm just listening if there's anything else I need to say. And I'm getting the image of shaking the head. Nope. This is it. Two thumbs up. Okay. So our task is clear. We are being given the assignment to look at our daily life and to look at what we really find satisfying and enjoy doing, and to keep following that and to see where that grows and leads and develops. I'll be back here next Monday for another new podcast. And, of course, I'll be back on Wednesday as well, as we talk about the energies as we move into September. For the Virgo new moon on August 30th, I have a chart for you on YouTube that goes through those energies, and it's more of a deep dive into what the new moon is. So I didn't want to repeat that here in this podcast, but you can certainly check that out on YouTube. Have a beautiful week ahead. If you're in the U.S., I hope you enjoy a beautiful Labor Day, and I look forward to connecting with you again next week in September. Take good care. Bye-bye.